Well, Andrew, if you're a young person and you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're an old person and you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Who is that? Do you know?
Politic, dude. Wolf Blitzer.
Okay, we'll credit that to Wolf Blitzer.
Well, Andrew, in this world of fake news and the 24-hour news cycle and conspiracies and chemtrails and the flat earth, where do you get your news?
Reddit.
The obvious answer.
Mostly Reddit, though.
The people's front page. Front page of the internet.
Yeah. I sometimes worry about how much of my news I get from Reddit. Like,
do you think you just blindly believe the top stories?
Yeah, I think diversifying would be good. I had the CBC app on my home screen for a while. I had
Canadian news doesn't matter though.
I had
you can trust Canadian news sources. We have no reason to lie.
Really, Mr. Conspiracy Theory over here. Trust the CBC.
No, I don't.
I also had Google News for a bit and Apple News for a bit. And I found that Reddit was just distilled those things anyway.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's worth me getting into any other news sources.
Yeah, I think I almost feel like you need to not be married to any one app or anything. You just need to let them all passively kind of filter through your phone. And then just the general zeitgeist you get is the real news source.
If you didn't have a phone, though, would you hear any news?
Very little.
Like, do you watch...
Like when I go to the shawarma shop and they have the TV in the corner, they usually have the news on.
But you don't watch a news show daily though.
Nope. No cable news in my life.
And you don't get a newspaper.
I don't get a newspaper. Corolla puts a little 1 or 2 minute AP news update at the end of his episodes.
Really?
So yeah, I get that little chunk of news. And Gina Grad reads the news stories. Fighter and the Kid does a current events segment on their podcast. So I guess I get all my news from podcasts.
Yeah, that's, we've just learned
shit.
That it's not Reddit, it's podcasts and Reddit. I don't think I get a ton of news from podcasts. I subscribed to The Daily, the New York Times' podcast for a bit, but it was boring.
Yep, of course it was.
Yeah.
The Daily. I can't even ask this one with a straight face. It is a good, super good question, though.
Okay, I'm ready.
You have to spend 5 years of your life as a toilet. Which toilet?
If I have to spend 5 years of my life as a toilet and I have no way out of it?
No.
Then I might as well go full on touring concert porta potty.
Wow. You just went full out. Like,
I want the full experience.
you're getting it and more.
If I have to be a toilet, then I might as well be a toilet.
I mean, you're barely even a toilet. You're basically just a hole. You're a plastic ring.
I'd see some shit, though.
Would you ever? I'm glad you went there, because I was gonna go the complete opposite end of the spectrum, somewhere like a hidden basement restroom in a janitor's suite.
You're trying to find
the least used toilet possible, right?
But wouldn't that be sort of torture on its own because of how boring it would be?
I suppose, yeah, it would be like solitary confinement.
Yeah, you'd go crazy. At least I would get to experience all the flavors of the world.
You're making a lot of good points here. You probably get to see other things, like,
yeah, you
probably see people fucking in, yep, in the stall.
Yep. Drugs.
Drugs.
Lots of drugs.
Yeah, you could probably, I don't know if like toilets can get high, but you would.
Fun pranks, probably.
Pranks, yeah.
Yeah. People would like accidentally lock themselves in, you know, yeah, all the stuff that. Have you ever seen an out of order porta potty and wondered how? Because I have.
I always just assume they fill up.
I guess that could be a thing. How do porta potties work? So they dig a hole?
How do porta potties work?
Do they dig a big hole and put the porta potty on top?
Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
Isn't it not like very apparent that it's a very simple system?
I get that they dig a hole.
Yep.
And they put the porta potty on top.
Yeah, you're good so far.
Right? But what do they do after?
That end of story, my friend. You no, have created.
They take the porta potty away. What do they do with the hole? Is it cool either, to just bury it, or do they pump it out?
I think they bury it.
That seems crazy.
Well, like for the temporary ones, like the concert ones, I think they have their own tank. Like they don't, like fancier ones have a containment system.
Okay, that's what I was
like
wondering.
Built into the bottom.
Oh,
but like, okay, like more long-term ones, yeah, it's just a hole and then they fill dirt on top of it,
right?
But that was a good choice you made by being like a porta potty, because you get to see,
yeah, get to
parts
travel
of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm very confident in my answer.
Yeah, there's so many reasons why that makes sense.
Yeah,
I would never have thought of that, but wow. You wouldn't be like, you could be some celebrity's toilet.
Yeah, but again,
might get
like,
to meet some famous people.
Yeah,
their butts.
I know, but like, I'd get bored of seeing Michael Keaton's asshole. I don't know why I chose
Michael
him.
Keaton, eh?
Right, like it's just day in, day out.
Yeah,
same shit.
Probably right.
I'm using a lot of shit puns.
Yeah, you are right too.
Yeah, I don't know, like. You could go fancy with it. You could be like a golden toilet with a bidet and
yeah,
all that stuff. But like that doesn't, it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change your experience to be fancy.
Yeah. Like I want to see cool stuff.
Yeah.
So might as well be the busiest toilet there is.
Yep.
Maybe a toilet on a tour bus.
Okay.
Like a moving one or in an airplane.
Yeah.
That could be.
You might get like motion sickness though, like if that's a thing for toilets.
You'd be a pretty bad toilet if you got motion sick.
Yeah,
and you were on an airplane.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerns me about being a concert one is those things smell so bad all the time. Like there's no flushing.
No.
So you have to be okay with, like, I don't know, if I'm a toilet, do I have a nose, like,
no,
can I smell?
So no, then, you're immune.
Yeah,
that's your life, man. Like, of course you can take shit smells all day.
Do like, you think a toilet enjoys like taking a nasty
Yes, I think they do. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, exactly. So
like a greedy little pig.
So again, my answer is clearly the right one.
True. Yeah, your taste would probably change when you morphed into the toilet. So
yeah.
Yeah. You win. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by board games. Remember before phones?
Follow us on Twitter @SuperGoodPod if you're into Twitter.
@SuperGoodPod. SuperGood P-O-D.
And we also have the phone number still. So if you want to be on the podcast, you want to hear your voice on the podcast, you can call that number.
1-888-BARK-56.
Yeah.
That's 1-888-BARK-56. BARK-56.
Do you want to know the number if you're not spelling out BARK-56? It's 1-888-822-7556.
Or 1-888-BARK-56. Andrew, what is the best day of the calendar year?
Ooh, that's interesting. I feel like your immediate thought is like holidays and shit like that. Maybe your birthday.
Not mine, bro.
What's yours?
Hate holidays.
Do you have one or you just hate holidays?
My favorite day of the year is the vernal equinox.
Oh, shut up. Why?
It's my birthday.
We're back around to birthdays already.
Did you know that the vernal equinox used to be like the most celebrated day of the year in like pagan times?
You sound really bitter about
I'm
this.
I'm fucking pissed. No, it would suck. It'd be like being born on Christmas is now.
Right. Explain to me what the vernal equinox is. So it's in March.
Well, Andrew, the vernal equinox occurs on the 21st day of March and is the day that the day and night are the exact same length. And
okay.
After that, the day is longer than the night for the first time in the year.
Why did that used to be celebrated?
Because it's very symbolic of regeneration, the rebirth of the new year.
I would guess if they were going to celebrate like a daylight thing, then it would be the longest one, which is sometime in the summer, right? Is that something that's celebrated?
I don't know. It probably was. Everything used to be like sun cycle based.
Yeah. Which makes more sense than the holidays we have today, to be honest. So
yeah. What is Christmas?
What's
Christmas got? Tell me.
Do you not know the story of Christmas?
No, but like, why did they pick December 25th? It has other astronomical pagan significance to it. I know that, but
yeah,
I forget what it is.
It's astrological. Astrological.
Wait, what's astronomical? That means the same thing, doesn't it?
No, astronomical is just like big. Like,
yeah, because you're dealing with astronomy type numbers.
Still, the word you were looking for was not astronomical then.
Well, I think astronomical relates to astronomy, whereas astrological relates to astrology, but they're kind of intertwined.
I don't think I know what I'm talking about.
Especially in the sense that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're right. I did mean to say astrological though.
I was actually gonna go to longest day of sunlight. Might be the best one anyway. That's why I said that, because like I get the equinox thing, that's kind of neat, but it's not better for me, you know?
Yeah. True. Are you a pagan worshiper?
I think I might be.
I think you just revealed a lot.
So far I've become a Buddhist and a pagan on this podcast.
Yeah, you're pretty willy-nilly with your like spiritual background. But that's fine. I think you should be. You should be flexible.
I think you should be too. Don't you have a collection of like religion books?
I do. And I wish I should start working on it again because it's vastly incomplete.
I think you should just read them all through again. Maybe let's
review. I've never even read them the first time.
Let's do a religion review podcast where we find the best religion. Can that go wrong?
That'll go really well.
Okay, cool.
But it's already Mormon, so. Okay, here's the scenario. You're a pizza delivery guy delivering to a cryogenics lab.
I think I know where you're going with
you this. Accidentally fall backwards into one of the tanks,
uh-huh,
locking yourself in for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You wake up in the year 3018.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first question that you ask to a passerby on the street?
Oh, you flipped the script on me. I thought we were just doing a Futurama podcast, but
I've never seen that show. I mean, what's Futurama, a show?
I like this though. What do you ask? Like, am I limited to one question? I just have to think of the best single question to ask.
Well, you, I mean, sure, throw out a few.
The thing is, like, the first thing you would ask is, what year is it? Like, you would have to, even if you saw all the evidence in the world,
okay,
you would, okay, right? Like, that'd be the first thing that you would say.
Yeah, when is it, basically? Yeah. Is your first, okay, let's disregard the when is it, and yeah, what's your second question? Or so, let's say, like, you saw a sign that said it was 3018.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who is in power here? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something.
Who's the boss?
To get at that, like, who do I have to, like, watch out for? Yeah. Like,
whose dick do I suck in this new timeline?
What are the customs of this place? Like, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was my first thought, too, was what are the laws?
Yeah, like, I need to know the rules of the game before I can start playing.
Yeah.
So,
hey, stranger, tell me all the laws right now.
My first, what's the most important law? Like,
yeah.
That I, or some way of asking about the rules, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because you're just going to get yourself killed if you don't know the rules.
No doubt they've all changed.
Yeah.
In 1,000 years. We're living by completely different standards.
Yeah, like, I wonder, we've talked about time travel before, but I wonder if you'd even be able to communicate, like, what does this language look like in 1,000 years, right?
Yeah, good call. You'd probably just be babbling.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah, they'd be like, this fellow talks like, I don't know why they're English or whatever.
Well, as soon as they got the universal translator hooked up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should ask about the laws.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be very scary until you learned a little bit about the rules.
Oh, it'd be so scary.
Yeah.
There could be aliens.
Like,
there'd probably be things that looked like aliens.
That were
just like mutated humans.
Yeah, everything would be alien to you.
Yeah.
It might not be aliens.
Right.
Or you could be waking up in, like, on a dead planet that, you know, humans have left. So there's nobody to ask.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of picturing it in Futurama world because of how you posed the question.
Yeah.
So if it's like that and everybody's still speaking English and all that, then yeah. Just like, who's in charge?
And then how do you get food?
Yeah. Like, where do I go for help?
Where's the food come from?
Yeah.
Who takes care of me now?
I think once you were past all that, if it was like, if it was a nice universe, the questions might get more interesting. Like, you know, like, how do I plug in to the multiverse? Like, all those sorts of things.
Yeah. How do I get a brain jack installed?
Yeah.
I don't have one yet.
You remember Idiocracy? Like, how nobody, like, fends for themselves, really. Like, they just sort of float through life. Like, it might be like that.
Yeah, there's no real, like, self-responsibility. There's just things that happen to you.
You just have to get in the right cues at the right time and play dumb, and you'll be sort of all right.
Yeah.
Although, do you remember the hospital scene in that movie where they're like, medicine has regressed and they don't know anything?
Yeah. Oh, man, I need to rewatch it, though.
Yeah, it's a good movie to rewatch. The one part where they're like deciding which probe goes where, the guy's like, I think this one goes in your mouth. No, this is for your butt. So it could be like that.
You wake up and you're just the smartest person all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be awful.
No, it'd be awful.
And it will happen to you, I'm pretty sure. So get ready.
That's the number one reason why you shouldn't freeze yourself, because of Idiocracy.
Because we're on a downward trend right now, not the other way around.
Yeah, you don't want to, if anything, you want to go back in time.
Yeah.
You don't want to transport into the future.
Because it's known, like, you want to pick a known, you could kill it at a specific time if you knew where you were going and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but the future, that's just a big question mark.